Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim Wildman, Wesley Wildman, Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us in studio.
Hey, everybody.
Good morning, Brother Steve.
Good morning.
And Ray Pritchard's in Kansas City, Kansas, where he says it's sweltering.
Oh, it's a sauna. You go outside, you're dripping wet in about 30 seconds.
Great. You know, yesterday here in the Mid-South, it felt like late September. It was weird. It was like 85, 87 degrees, no humidity at all. It was like a break. And then,
of course,
it comes roaring back today, right?
That's Colorado Springs every day of the year.
Well, that's,
oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
There's a reason for the ongoing joke over the last decades, and that's that if you don't like the temperature in Mississippi, just wait a minute and it'll change.
It'll get hotter.
Or, it'll change. It'll get hotter.
So anyway, it says, to our weather says, a 96 degrees, a good deal of sunshine, hot and humid. So hot and humid, just like it is in KC. What's the temperature there?
But we can expect that, though. July 4th week, I mean, in Mississippi, it's going to be hot.
Oh, it's summertime. What is it? What's the temp there in Kansas City?
It's heading up to 89 degrees here. And we're under one of those, Tim, you know, where every once in a while the weather people give you a slight risk or enhanced risk of severe weather. Yeah. We're under an enhanced risk later this afternoon.
Okay. But it's headed up to 89.
Yeah.
Okay, that's mid-May for us.
I know.
You grew up in this part of the country, right?
I know. That's
well,
right.
One thing that's always left out, one thing I just never liked about when the weather, the way they announce it.
You don't like the weather?
I don't like when they say it's 96 but feels like 104 or whatever.
What would you rather them do?
Tell me what it feels like. I need to know what it feels like outside. I don't need to know anything else.
You don't need to know the real temperature versus the heat index.
Versus the wind chill. No,
because the heat index really, or the wind chill is really all that matters.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, the wind chill is, I mean, if it's 30 degrees,
again,
but it feels
like 20.
Again, I'm telling
you, the liberals, the progressives.
They have taken over.
They're responsible for that kind of stuff.
I know.
They just need to tell us straight up what it feels like.
But I am very passionate about that. Don't.
About what?
About if it feels.
About the weather?
Like 103.
I got you.
Don't tell me it's
97. You run for office, I'm with you. I'll back you. That is the number one campaign issue.
Yes.
I've got a headline from the Washington Post here.
What
I'm
is
reading.
That,
it
Steve?
Says, we've been accidentally cooling the planet.
What?
All right, Steve, go ahead.
No, I don't have a pass. I can't get past the paywall here on my computer in here. But that's the headline. We've been accidentally cooling the planet. I thought it was global warming, but now we're doing both.
How do you accidentally cool a whole planet?
I left my refrigerator door open one time in the kitchen. Kind of came down a degree or two.
We don't know.
We're not going to pay for that story from the Washington Post today. No. So. All right, Steve, what's your first story?
All right. I want to talk about what's going on Twitter. We've got
X.
X.
Formerly known as Twitter.
Formerly known as. By the way, I still put in T-W-I-T-T-E-R on my browser when I want to bring up X. You've been after the debate. There was a whole lot of crying about, oh, Donald Trump, he's doing this or that. Well, Kamala Harris decided that she wanted to talk about Donald Trump and his danger to women. He was going to impose a national abortion ban, she said. Well, Elon Musk called her out for lying. He says, you can't lie on this particular platform.
He said you can't lie without being called out, basically, right?
This is what he said.
He's not deleting the tweet.
What did she post? Or what did she say?
This is what she posted. Donald Trump would ban abortions nationwide. President Joe Biden and I will do everything in our power to stop him and restore women's, quote, reproductive freedom. The quotes aren't in there. To which Elon Musk replied, When will politicians, or at least the intern who runs their account, learn that lying on this platform doesn't work anymore? Because there is a community notes underneath there that says President Trump has repeatedly said he will not sign a national abortion ban. Elon Musk kind of hold the line there.
Ray, what do you think about that?
Well, he's right. This is just more Democrat fear-mongering. The president, in his abortion answer the other night, at least...
Which president?
I'm sorry. President Trump. I'm sorry. Good catch.
The rightful president.
Mr. Trump.
Now we're banned.
We're done.
I'm just letting the FBI know that was Steve Jordahl.
There goes YouTube for another month.
Go ahead.
That's funny.
Go ahead, Ray.
Well, look, Donald Trump made clear the other night he is not in favor of draconian laws outlawing abortion. He clearly is not in favor of a nationwide abortion ban, and if it comes to him, he won't sign it. So good for Elon Musk for calling it out.
So what Vice President Harris is doing, and Biden too, they've ever since Roe versus Wade was overturned, and it worked for them initially for a couple of years, they try to scare Americans into voting and making this a top issue, that is abortion and abortion rights. And it's not working so much anymore, but they're still trying to milk it. It still works some, but she's just lying through her teeth right there. Because as you said, Ray, Donald Trump never said maybe there are. First of all, that could never happen. Nikki Haley made this a point during the debates. We're talking about something that's impossible to happen. A president and Congress, as today, is not going to pass any kind of a national abortion ban, and a president can't do it by himself anyway. So that's what Elon Musk is saying. Harris is promoting an idea that's not true, and it's impossible to do anyway.
Well, and it's actually the opposite of what former President Trump has said anyways. That's the links that I was looking there on the tweet, is that he pointed out in many cases that he said the opposite of what she's saying.
So, Wait a minute. Kamala Harris is lying?
That's the point.
Yeah. What? Well, when did she is. Well, they're trying to...
What's the world coming to?
I know. Well, and also, I'm trying to remember back to President Trump's answer on this. I thought he answered it fairly well, that this is a state's rights issue. The issue of abortion belongs at the state level. That is the laws regulating it, and that's all that...
And he said that some would be more conservative than others, and some would be more liberal. He said, but that's up for them to decide.
Right, but I think he handled it fairly well. That is true. Conservatives and pro-life, conservatives who read the Constitution have thought, since Roe versus Wade was decided, that it was wrongly decided that this was an issue that belonged at the state level. So let the state legislatures determine in the various states what their laws are regarding abortion. That's all President Trump was saying. And they're trying to make him, the Democrats are trying to use this issue to continue to try to say he's going to promote a national ban on abortion, which is a lie, as Elon Musk said. Next story.
All right. We are continuing to see the fallout from the COVID scandal.
Which COVID scandal?
Well, specifically the vaccine mandates. So back in 2021, a lady named Tanja Benton was fired from Blue Cross Blue Shield. She worked primarily from home, and they required her to get a vaccine, and if she didn't, she was going to be fired. Well, they fired her. Well,
Where does she live? Do you know?
Tennessee. So she was in Chattanooga. Well, the trial's in Chattanooga.
You said Chattanooga. Is it Chattanooga?
Chattanooga.
Louisville, Louisville. It's all the same, right?
Yeah.
Depends on where you're located.
Yeah. Chattanooga choo-choo there.
Yeah.
We're hijacking the story. Get back on point here.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, Tanja sued Blue Cross Blue Shield She had a religious exemption. This was, she said, because of her sincere, her lawyer said, because of her sincerely held religious belief concerning abortion, Benton cannot in good conscience consume the vaccine, which would not only defile her body, but also anger and dishonor God. Because they used embryonic material to produce the vaccine. It wasn't in the vaccine, but like other vaccines, they used some embryonic material in its development. Anyway, that was enough for her to say, no, I'm not going to do it. Well, she sued, and this weekend she won. A federal jury has fined Blue Cross Blue Shield $687,000 awarded to Tonja Benton in back pay and damages because she won the case.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder if that'll happen more because now that that victory was on her side.
Others, you know, from the company are filing
not just her, not just that company, yeah, but others that mandated that people get a COVID vaccine experimental shot or else lose their job, which is one of the most shameful parts of our country's history right there, especially this century, because, and what we did to the military. Anyway, I don't want to relive that again because we've talked about that ad nauseum, but the fact that people were forced to choose between feeding their family and putting something into their blood that was experimental and now we know has health problems associated with it.
Maybe you covered that, but so what's, is she going to get reimbursed or she gets her job back or what are the, obviously she won, so that's a good.
She gets a big fat check.
She gets a check.
$800,000.
I don't know that she wants her job back. I didn't see if she's going to get it back.
Yeah. Most of the time in cases like this, they usually.
By the way, speaking of insurance companies, Ray, did you see where State Farm is threatening to pull out of California?
Yeah. I mean, isn't that a – State Farm is one of the biggest, right?
Yeah.
One of the biggest insurance companies. And what reason, Tim, did they give for saying –
Well, I read this story last night. I was stunned because it got my attention because, as you say, State Farm, I think they're the largest homeowner insurer in America. I believe I'm right on that. And they have told California – do you have that story in front of you, Steve?
I do.
Go ahead, read part of it.
Prominent insurance provider has aired the ultimatum to the entire state of California. State Farm General asked the state's Department of Insurance Thursday to let them raise residential insurance rates for millions of citizens or they'll quit California. State Farm disclosed it is seeking a 30% rate hike for homeowners, 36% increase for condo owners, and a 52% increase for renters insurance. And California already has a housing crisis.
Yeah. So what I read was the reason for this is namely the wildfires in California that happen every year, kind of like hurricanes in Florida, right? That so much destruction has been done and is being done annually by wildfires in California, destroying homes, that it's causing companies like State Farm to increase their rates across the whole state. And but they have to have approval. This is what's interesting. The insurance commissioner or commission would have to grant State Farm its application to raise the rates.
Right.
Right.
They can move out on their own. But they
can pull
rates.
Out. But can you imagine if State Farm pulled out of California?
Which is what they're threatening.
It's the largest state in the U.S., and that is what they're threatening. I'll tell you another thing is, and I've seen a lot of people who live in Florida complaining about homeowners insurance rates go up. But, I don't know. I don't know enough to judge what's fair and what's unfair as far as rates go, but I can only say that I can understand from an insurance company's perspective, if you're going to have a home, especially on the coast in Florida, you're at risk for hurricanes every year. I mean, there's so many benefits to living in Florida. It's you know, it's beautiful weather most of the year. But there are the hurricanes, and you get a hurricane come in, it can cause so much damage and wipe out so many homes. You know what I'm saying? You've got to respect that as an insurer. And same thing in California with the wildfires. And so I've even...
We got canceled. Our tornado came through Amory and hit our house mildly. We had to replace a roof and everything, but we got dropped by our insurance company. We had to go find another one.
You mean just because of your claims?
They're making it more difficult to get insurance policies in Tornado Alley, I guess, I think. Whatever reason,
we had to switch. I don't know. My brother called me the other day. He lives in Mississippi, not near the Gulf Coast or anything. He's telling me his house insurance is going to go up like double. So maybe this is happening across the country. I don't know.
Well, Mike, I don't know if there's any relationship here because I'm not an insurance person. This is where I usually say, Chelsea, here you go. My wife,
right, you
here
handle
you go.
For us. Right.
However, I do the finances in our family, right. Keep up with it, and I noticed our car insurance went up by $25 or whatever
a month.
And
did you have a car wreck?
No car, no anything. So I called and obviously complained and an issue, and they said this was a statewide
increase.
Everyone
doesn't matter whether you
didn't do anything wrong, you didn't do anything right. We're going up $25. Now this is with everything else that goes up, but the point is. It's frustrating to say the least.
Yeah. Our next story, Steve.
All right, let's stay in Tennessee. Governor Bill Lee in Tennessee is declaring July a month of prayer and fasting in the state of Tennessee to beseech God's mercy on the state. This is what the resolution says. It resolved that we recognize that God as creator and king of all glory has both the authority to judge and to bless nations or states. It further resolved that we, as public servants in the Tennessee General Assembly, seek God's mercy upon our land and beseech him not to withdraw his hand of blessing from us. So they say, if you are physically able and spiritually inclined, please join us.
He also said, he said this in anticipating some pushback from liberals or whatever. He also said, you can call this whatever you want. You can call it nationalism, whatever. He's like, we're going to do this because it's the right thing to do.
Well, good for him, yeah. Governor Bill Lee of Tennessee. Two thumbs up.
Yeah.
And that's very consistent with the history of our country.
That's his point. That was his point.
With our presidents and governors calling for days of prayer and fasting to pray for our country.
We need more of that.
Amen. Good for him. Good for the governor of Tennessee there.
Yep.
Governor Bill Lee.
Bill Lee.
Might be hearing from him down the road.
And if you're about to check out, don't, because here in about 2 minutes, we're going to give you an update on the Project Activate, and we've got an audio for it.
Let's do that now.
You want to do it now?
Well, go ahead.
Well, we might run out of time. Let's do that now, and then we'll come to Steve.
Fair enough. All right.
Over to you, Wesley.
All right. Over to me. Let me say this, and then we'll go to a clip. I don't want to talk too much about it and give away the audio that we have to promote it. However, I will say this. We have, over the last 6 months or so, you've been hearing us at times talk about a project and ask for your prayers and your support on a project that AFA has led, and that is a training course on the issue. It's a Bible apologetic type training course on the issues of sanctity of life, marriage and family, religious liberty, stewardship, all under the umbrella or through the lens of Scripture. And it's a 18-video course, and it covers those five sections. With that said, I want to play this trailer for you, and then we'll come back and talk about it just a little more.
Should Christians be involved in culture, especially the so-called culture wars? What about rape? What about life of the mother? What about the dangers of illegal abortion?
How do we navigate a culture that holds truth as relative and subjective?
Many people today think capitalism is a dirty word.
The cultural perspective on handling money is driven by materialism, greed, and envy.
Is it wrong to be patriotic? As followers of Christ, what obligations do we have to our country?
Society tells us that gender roles are just a man-made construction.
What exactly is marriage? Some people believe that two men can be married. But what does the Bible teach?
That is a little bit of a teaser to our program or our training course called Activate. As I mentioned, you can go, or I have not mentioned yet, but I'll mention now. For those that are interested in this curriculum, it is go to activate.afa.net. That's activate.afa.net. All the information that you could ask for today. We have a frequently asked question page, but it's something that AFA has been working on based on the questions, the most common question that we would get here at AFA as I've traveled, and that's it. How can you take the issues that we talk about on today's issues, that we talk about on the radio, that we talk about in print, how can we take these issues and train ourselves to be able to articulate them to other people? And that's what this project does, Activate. Now, up to this point, everything that you've heard, you go, well, okay, great. That's another course, another curriculum on these issues. That's good. I'm glad that AFA's produced that. But what makes this significantly different is that we have a graduation ceremony at the end. And in order to move from one topic to the next, you had to complete challenges that help you take the issues and apply them to your everyday life. And an example would be when you come across a life issue, one of the challenges that we ask you to do is to ask your pastor and your church's position on the life issue. So that's one example of the challenges that we ask you to do in order to move on to the next one. Another example would be on the life issue would be serving one or two or three weekends at your local pregnancy center as a volunteer or to take them diapers. There's ways that we challenge our people that go through the course to live out the things that we believe, and that's what makes it significantly different than any other type of apologetic course. So you can go to activate.afa.net. We just released this yesterday on Monday. So Monday was our first release of it. So I just want to thank all those that have asked about it, just been praying about it. And I no longer have to say we're almost done, because we're done. It's official and it's out there and people are signing up right now. It's an online course. You can also purchase a DVD so you can do it at home.
See, like I might want to ask for continuing education credit on it if you got a test at the end and everything.
That's obviously in the works. So we're hoping that one day in the near future that there will be Christian colleges that will take this up as a partial credit for their education. So
I do have a question for Ray as the pastor in the group here. Tell me about the importance of having a Christian biblical worldview in our culture and how something like this is going to help feed into that.
Let me just give real quick answer. Here's the truth. Everybody has a worldview. Everybody does, whether you're a Christian or not. The only question is, if you call yourself a Christian, are you going to shape your thinking by what the Bible says? Mm-hmm. And if you do not learn what the Bible says about the world around you, which is what the Activate curriculum is all about, the world will disciple you and will disciple your children. So, Wesley, here at the end, tell us where people can go to find out more about Activate.
Absolutely. There's an extended trailer to what we heard on activate.afa.net. That's activate.afa.net. The pricing, all the professors, anything that you would want to know about it. A lot of people, we're getting a lot of emails of people signing up in groups so that they can do it with their Sunday school class. So we have a pricing structured for big groups and for individuals. And you can go find out all those informations at activate.afa.net. And at the graduation ceremony, we're going to host it here at our campus.
What's the website to read more?
That's activate.afa.net. And the graduation ceremony, we didn't get to get into that much, but we're really looking forward to that. We'll host everybody here that finishes the course.
See you tomorrow, everybody.